Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Jean and how are you today? Essere idempo. Well, we're continuing with our Queen of England who sadly died on Thursday, the 9th of September. Right now, she was in Balmoral, as I am now explaining. And the Queen was born in 1926. I don't think I said that one. Now she was in Balmoral where she died. She was taken to St. Blaise Cathedral in Edinburgh. So I didn't pronounce that quite well. Where people were allowed to view, the public are told it would take up to 12 hours to see her in her coffin. She was draped in the Union Jack. Now, this funeral is going to be quite a big one. Well, you know, there's going to have security everywhere, police officers carrying guns, the RAF flying over the skies, strategic planning. Now, from Edinburgh, I believe she's going to be in Market Street, and they're going to transport her from Market Street to London. Now, on the day when she was there, now this was yesterday, I'll just take you through what had actually happened. A single piper played a lament as the casket dripped with the royal standard in Scotland. Was placed in a hearse by pallbearers from the Royal Regiment of Scotland. Placed in her old coffin was a white wreath, including spray roses, freezes, dried heather from Balmoral, rosemary and hebe. The journey was less than a mile compared with her 180-mile car journey from Balmoral a day before. And it took 40 minutes just to bring her to Edinburgh. Right. In his field marshal's uniform and medals. Now, His Royal Highness, Prince Charles, he, you know, walked with his mother. After initially falling silent as the hearse appeared, crowds packing the pavement applauded as it passed. Many held up their phones to capture this moment in history as they saw the Queen in her hearse go past them. Many mourners had camped out overnight to be there amid the dignified. A single hacker was drowned out. Now, there were people who didn't particularly like Prince Charles becoming our king. There were people who actually hacked. Who were quite noisy, who wanted to make themselves heard. And one of them happened to be a man called Simon Hill. Now, this is just what Simon Hill said, because he objected to Prince Charles being our king, which, you know, when you look at Simon Hill, why he objected, and he made himself perfectly clear. This is what he said. Now, that was from Simon Hill. I don't know whether you could quite hear him, what he actually said. Now, Simon was protesting against what was happening. He didn't like this royal pageant. You know, he felt that we did not choose, the public did not choose for Prince Charles to be our king. But, you know, Prince Charles inherited. He inherited becoming king. It's not for the public to choose. He inherited this. So why Mr. Hill did all this, that's him, you know. That's just him and how he wants to behave. At the cathedral within sight of Edinburgh Castle, now this is Giles Cathedral, the procession stopped in silence. Her pallbearers carried the Queen inside and placed her coffin on a separate speciality built taffetaire. The crown of Scotland and a cushion which placed on top of the service began. The Right Reverend Ian Greenshields. Moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland. The congregation now began to think in what she had said. Now, he just said that the Queen came and the Queen has gone. And she has sank below. Now, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth began her reign. She began her reign, I think, in 1952 when her father had died. And, you know, she took it in her stride. Now, last night at 7:46, her son, Prince Charles, Andrew and Edward, and Anne held a silent vigil beside their mother in the cathedral. Now, each four of them stood each side of her coffin. And our King, Prince Charles, King Charles. You know, to get used to the word King Charles is going to take getting used to it. Now, they were stood inside her, you know, beside her coffin. And they were just looking down at their mother and, you know, total silence. Now, this is Edinburgh, and she was indeed the Queen. She was the Queen of England, Scotland, and Wales. Now, just a few in London, a few miles away, we had our own ceremony. I guess it was the new commissioner for the Metropolitan Police. Now, he was sworn in, and he is, now what's this man's name? His name is Sir Mark Rawley, age 57 years old. With the deputy, Lynn Owens. Now, they were sworn in, I believe, yesterday, which was Monday. Now, Sir Mark Rowley, he is the one who is organizing with the Metropolitan Police the Queen being flown over to London, and where she's going to be brought to Westminster Hall. And it's the Metropolitan Police who have to provide security for her. Now, this is going to be a massive something that's quite big in this country that they didn't actually expect it to happen. Frankly speaking, they didn't actually expect this woman to die so early. But you knew she's going to die one day. Right, so when you look at the chief now, he is the one who has to organise the Queen's funeral here in Westminster. Now, her funeral, her daughter. Now, her daughter is Princess Anne, aged 72 years old. Now, she will leave Edinburgh Airport at 6 p.m. today for the flight to RAF Norfolk. That's in West London. and her coffin will arrive at Buckingham Palace in a state hearse. Now she'll be accompanied, as I said, by her daughter, Princess Anne. And we will then take it from there, how all this is going to do. Now, we're going to see how exactly the route for this queen to bring her to Westminster Hall. So, the route, now I've got it down here on paper. I'm just reading it right here, right now. Now, it says there, in Westminster Hall, which is part of the Houses of Parliament, in central London, the casket will be closed and positioned on a raised platform. Now the entry will be free for everybody to view the Queen. Now, how long will it be available? From tomorrow, which is Wednesday, 5 p.m. until 6:30 a.m. on Monday, when her funeral actually takes place. The hall will be open 24 hours a day. Now, what you can wear and what you cannot bring. Now, visitors must dress appropriately, and you are told you cannot bring cameras or videos inside. Now, how long will the queue be? It is expected it might be 5 miles long. And as a visitor to see the Queen in her casket, you may have to wait for 30 hours. Now, we're going to have dignitaries. It's going to be there. Apparently, the Prime Minister of Canada. What's his name? The President of France. The Italian Prime Minister. And I think all the Prime Ministers and this Kings and Queens of Europe. And is he the Prime Minister of Australia? And his wife or girlfriend, they're turning up as well. So we're going to have what's known as VIP dignitaries from heads of state. And this is going to be quite an event for all of us here to see. Now, a lot of people are camping outside for this spectacular event. Now, one of the very earliest campers is a woman called Vanessa. Vanessa, and I can't even say her surname, it's too long. Now, Vanessa has started her camping, I think, was it around 2 o'clock in this morning? Now, she has been camping for quite a long time, and she wants to be the first person who's there to see the Queen in her casket in Westminster Hall. Good luck, Vanessa. Oh, my God. And you know what? Westminster Council is very ready for people. We have portable toilets. So, we're all out there, aren't we? Right, now then, what, oh my goodness, it really is an event that we cannot miss. Anyway, we'll just take a short break now. Thank you so much for our short break. Now, I'm just continuing with the Queen. Now, you know, this our Queen, it's, she's coming back to London, and I believe she's going to be in Westminster Hall On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And it's on Monday where she'll be driven out, I believe, to Frogmore Castle, which is in Windsor. And that's where she's going to be laid to rest. Well, this is just briefings on the Queen of England, her funeral plans, and everything that's happening here. Anyway, you know, so it's very nice with what's happening in the UK. This is just a briefing, just to tell you what's happening. Right. Oh my goodness. There's not much for me to say. Anyway, but before I go, it's just a word that I'd just like to say. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Thank you so much. I'll be continuing with our Queen of England and her funeral plans. My name is Gina. You've been listening to LMS Radio, and see you tomorrow.